So everyone's heard the expression that there's two sides to every coin, right? So tonight I want to talk about the two sides of abiding. We all know that what abide means, right? So to stay or to dwell, to be a part of, to engage in on a continual basis. So we all get that, right? We all get that idea. Abide, stay. You're not going anywhere. You're in it for the long haul. All right. Well, I'm going to read a bunch of scripture and then we'll go from there. First, John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now I'm going to go to John chapter 12. I'm going to read two verses from there, verses 35 and 36. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." And then the biggie, which is John chapter 15. And it's verses 1 through 11. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." So, two sides to every coin, right? You like my coin? If you're going to go, you go big, right? So, if I were to take this coin, right? Good luck. But, you know, for the reason of those that maybe have a little bit of a seeing deficit way back there, you know, you'll get the effect. If I flip that coin, you're going to notice something. The one side of the coin sits in the light, but the other side of the coin sits in darkness. So I want to ask us tonight, which side of the coin of abiding are you sitting on, or standing on, or living in? Are we abiding in darkness, or are we abiding in the light? So, I'm going to take a step from that for a second. And I want to talk to you about something unusual, but you'll get it in a minute. How many here know about Chinese bamboo? Well, I found out these cool things. So Chinese bamboo, if you take and put a seed in the dirt, in the ground, you then have to water it every single day and fertilize it for the next 5 years before you're going to see that shoot come out of the ground. 5 long years. Every day you're going to have to take time to water that area where you put those seeds. And you're once in a while going to have to fertilize it and continue day in and day out, mundane after mundane. Is it ever going to grow? I don't know. But 5 years later, that little shoot appears from out of the darkness and into the light. And all that time you're thinking it's not growing, it's not moving. But we don't always see what's going on in the realm we can't see. But all that time, that little shoot was making its way and it was rooting itself and it was growing. And here's the most awesome part about the Chinese bamboo. It takes 5 years for it to break through the ground. And in 5 months' time, it'll be 90 feet tall. 90 feet tall in 5 months. We don't always see, when we are abiding in the Lord, growth. It never comes as fast as we want. We wanted it yesterday. Come on, Lord, let's go, right? But are we willing to water it day in and day out, being faithful to read the Word of God every day, being faithful to go to church as often as we can get there, being faithful to pray, set time aside to seek the Lord. And if we will be faithful in these little things, we're going to find ourselves abiding in the light. And one day, when we least expect it, whoosh, the growth begins. And then look out. All this time you thought you weren't growing, and oh my goodness, all of a sudden, whoosh, up you go. And it didn't happen all at once. It's been happening all the way along because you were abiding in the light. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I kind of lost myself from my notes. That's okay. Circumstances can get in our way sometimes. A lot of times. I mean, we can take an example of what's going on right now in California. 2 weeks ago, those people were living a normal life, coming, going, having their little parties and soirees and whatever else it is that they do in California. And today they have nothing. They have no home. They have no anything. Some are living in hotels, some are living with family. I don't know where they're all at. But a lot of them have lost everything. And it's in those places that we have to make the hard choices. You know, we have heard that saying so many times. I mean, it should be nailed in us by now, right? We are not victims of our circumstances. We are victims of our choices. And when that feeling comes along that says, run! Are you going to listen to it? Or are you going to say, no, I'm not going to run from, I'm going to run right directly to. Because he is our source of light and life. He is the one that pulls us through those difficult places. I remember many years ago when I broke my own heart.